And the foyer was a little place where you used to go, and there was a ticket office beside there. There were big pictures, hand-drawn, of course, of Ernon the Blythe. There was also Lady Gregory. Her picture was drawn there as well on the wall. And there was another particular character. There was F.J. McCormick. There was also Lennox Robinson.
There's so much to tell. Let's start by just looking at these pictures in the hall. That is Lady Gregory, and she was a great Irishwoman. She met Yeats, and she knew a man called Edward Martin, a neighbour of her own. Martin and Yeats had written plays, and they thought of having them done in London. Lady Gregory said they should be done in Dublin, and thanks to her energy, in Dublin they were done. This was way back in 1899. And without her firm hand and her unflinching belief in our theatre's future, we should have no national theatre in Ireland today. There are not many pictures left for us to look at, but I have a lot to tell you about them. Just one step up the stairs and you'll see it better. It was painted by an old Irish woman, Sarah Purser, a rich, witty old woman, and she could paint very good pictures. And when she offered the portrait to us, we were delighted to accept it. For our gallery wouldn't be complete if there wasn't in it a portrait of Sarah Allgood. Dear Sally, she's in Hollywood, worse luck. You Americans have taken so many of our good players. Barry Fitzgerald, J.M. Kerrigan, Arthur Shields. Ah, we mustn't grudge you them. They're earning what they deserve, and we have as good a company as ever we had. But if Sarah Allgood walked on the stage this evening, what a cheer there'd be. You'd hear it down to the Liffey. One often sees her on the screen, but I've never seen her yet in a part worthy of her genius.
The Radio Corporation of America presents The Magic Key. For more than 20 years, the Abbey Players of Dublin have been recognized as one of the most distinguished acting groups in the English-speaking world. This afternoon, it is our privilege to present on this program two former members of the Abbey Players, Dudley Digges and Sarah Allgood. We present them today in a scene from one of the most widely known of all Irish plays, The White-Headed Boy by Lennox Robinson. The Magic Key of RCA turns to Dudley Digges and Sarah Allgood.
John Duffy. St. Joseph, don't let him slip through my fingers this time. Good evening, Mr. Duffy. You're welcome. I was wondering who the knock might be. Will you sit down?
Thank you.
You're looking well. How's your daughter Delia these times?
She's well enough. She got a bad let down tonight. Is Dennis around?
No, he's gone to bed.
He's gone from you, I hear.
He is indeed, poor boy. But since it's for his good, we wouldn't stand in his way.
To be sure.
I always said Dennis was much too clever to be a doctor. You know, when you see the ignorant fellows that are turned into doctors, you can't believe, Mr. Duffy, that it takes much wit to cut off a man's leg or give him a bottle of medicine.
There's something in that.
Now, in Canada, Dennis will find an opening suitable to his smartness. A brother of my own went out there 40 years ago.
Is it to his people that Dennis is gone?
It is.